Actually, defeat today in the All-Ireland semi-final just didn't work out for Donegal today.
No, you know, and I think we had plenty of opportunities. You know, we defended valiantly, and we kept a serious forward line down to a very low score, and but we just couldn't convert on the other side. You know, when we had the chances, and yeah. I think that'll be the difference.
Yeah, you said you defended extremely hard in there, and that was very evident. It was energy sapping at times, so it was, but it was a vital part of the game plan today.
Well, it was, when you consider like Cork had scored some 26 goals in the last four or five games alone. You know, so you know they have a serious depth of talent up there. You know, they don't. Won 10 of the last 12 All-Irelands and four minors in a row, you know, and not have players of the quality that they have. So, look, we knew that, and we felt we had to stay in the game, and you know, as long as we can. And I think we've done a good job at that part of it. You know, we kept five really good forwards very quiet for the majority of the game, and look, we had to open up towards the end to try and get the scores ourselves, and that left some gaps to the back, and again, they punished us. You know, I think both goals came from mistakes, and you know, I think that's a big problem for us.
And at the other end of the field, Cork's defence, they done their job in keeping the likes of Geraldine and Yvonne quiet, and at times the girls just couldn't get going in there.
No, listen, look, Cork are a top side, you know, with some very good footballers, years of experience. You know, they've all Ireland's coming out of their back pockets, and you don't do that and not become good players at the end of it. And you know, I think, you know, we would have needed, you know, 13-14 players playing the game of their lives, you know, to get by Cork today. But I'd say in that, look, we had chances, and I think we just lacked a wee bit of composure in the final third. And you know, perhaps it was maybe a lack of energy, having defended so hard, but look, they gave it everything, and you know, we're proud of their efforts and everything they give it so far.
Is that a marker then, sort of a reality check where Donegal ladies football is at the moment against the best in the country?
I would say it probably is. Like, I don't believe any team have the talent that Cork have, you know, with all the stuff they've won over the years. And you are definitely pitching yourself against the very best there today. I know they're probably not currently All-Ireland champions, but I say what they have won over the last decade is phenomenal, and I say it's not by no coincidence. But yeah, look, Donegal have a long way to go. You know, there's a lot of really good players in that changing room, you know, but they're probably coming towards the end of their careers, and they, as I say, we're definitely at the top table at the minute, but look, we're probably about to go to catch the Corks anyway.
What's it going to take then if he's are to move it? Because there's been progression from last year. There was the quarter final, now it's the semi final. If he's want to knock on and he's want to get to the next stage, I know it's hard to say here, just so it's a couple of minutes in the aftermath of defeat in All-Ireland semi final, but if Donegal are to go to the next level, what's it going to take?
Well, look, I really don't think them players could have done any more. You know, possibly you could say we maybe didn't get the rub of the green at certain stages. You know, we probably had. We had maybe the bounce of the ball at times just didn't go our way, and as I say, we would have needed everything to go our way today to get over the line. And I think success breeds success, and players grow and develop, you know, on the back of good experiences. And I see while they'll be better for the run today, you know, I think to get to an All-Ireland final would have been massive, and I say that would have, I think, worked wonders for ladies football in Donegal. But look, we have to just go back to the drawing board and, you know, try and bring more new players through, and you know, and freshen up the squad on a yearly basis. And you know, this is a bit of a phrase, but a cliche, but it's a bit of a golden generation, you know, the likes of Yvonne and Karen and Aoife McDonald and these players, you know, they're around a long time. You know, Ciara Higgins, these people have given an awful lot to them, and look, we needed to be.
They've set markers in Donegal football. This is the other side of it. They've been there, and they've laid it down as to where they want Donegal football to go. And this younger generation is now trying to follow in their footsteps.
Well, that's it. You know, that's they are the standard bearers, and they're brilliant. You know, role models for the younger girls that are coming. And but as I say, look, for the here and the now, anyway. You know, we possibly could have won the game today, but you know, we were up against a crack outfit that were pretty ruthless and punished us for all any mistakes that we made. As I say, we defended really well. I thought we turned them over time and time again, and you know, but that in itself was always gonna leave a deficit at the other side of the field. And look, we were aware of that, but we felt there was a risk we had to take.